Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering about my learnings from the Proverbs of Solomon. In the previous episode about my learnings from the Gita, I mentioned that I read the Bible every day too. Before we begin with the learnings from Proverbs of Solomon, you need to know that the Bible consists of two testaments, that is, Old Testament, where the prophets speak to the people with the power of God, and the New Testament, where Jesus Christ spreads his knowledge about the heavenly kingdom and how you can attain it. In these two testaments, there are 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament, making a total of 66 books in the Bible. In short words, books refer to the experiences of prophets, experience with God, and people who have witnessed Jesus closely. As mentioned earlier, the Book of Solomon is of the Old Testament. Solomon, a figure in the Bible, was renowned for his unparalleled wisdom, surpassing all sages of Egypt and the Middle East. According to the scripture, God bestowed upon him wisdom, immense insight, and a boundless understanding, likened to the vastness of the seashore sands. Solomon gained fame for his wise rulings, and the book of Proverbs is credited with containing his wise sayings and teachings. Additionally, he was an esteemed poet. The book of Proverbs begins like this: "For attaining the wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." This book is divided into 31 chapters, where each chapter provides wisdom about different areas in our lives, from warning against rejecting wisdom, adultery, moral values, and so on. The Book of Proverbs is a treasure trove of timeless wisdom, offering practical insights that resonate across cultures and generations. At its core is the pursuit of wisdom, which encompasses not only knowledge, but also discernment and insight. This pursuit urges you to engage in lifelong learning, to seek understanding in all areas of life, and to apply this understanding to make wise choices. Living with integrity and honesty is a recurring theme throughout Proverbs. Integrity involves aligning your thoughts with your values, being honest in your dealings with others, and upholding moral principles even when it's challenging. Proverbs teaches that integrity is the foundation of trust and respect in relationships, both personal and professional. Humility is another virtue that Proverbs emphasizes. It calls you to recognize your limitations, to be open to correction and instruction, and to treat others with humility and respect. Humility fosters a spirit of teachability, enabling you to learn from the diverse perspectives and grow in wisdom. Hard work and diligence are celebrated virtues in the Proverbs. The book recognizes the value of perseverance, determination, and responsible stewardship of your time and your talents. It encourages you to approach your work with diligence, to be diligent in your responsibilities and to pursue excellence in all that you do. Proverbs also cautions against the dangers of foolishness and folly. It highlights the consequences of reckless behavior, poor decision making, and neglecting to heed wise counsel. By contrast, it extols or praises enthusiastically the virtues of prudence, discretion, and foresight, urging you to make choices that reflect wisdom and understanding. In terms of relationships, Proverbs offer guidance on nurturing healthy connections with others. It emphasizes the importance of kindness, empathy, and forgiveness in fostering strong bonds and resolving conflicts. By treating others with compassion and understanding, you can cultivate harmonious relationships built on mutual respect and trust. Self-control is another key theme in Proverbs. It encourages you to exercise restraint over your impulses, emotions, and desires, enabling you to make rational decisions and avoid destructive behaviors. Self-control empowers you to act with intentionality, to resist temptation, and to pursue your goals with discipline and perseverance. Generosity and charity are also values that Proverbs encourages. It teaches that true wealth is not measured by material possessions, but by your willingness to share with others, especially those in need. By practicing generosity and compassion, you can make a positive impact on the lives of others and experience the joy that comes from giving. Respect for authority figures and the acknowledgement of God's sovereignty are fundamental principles in Proverbs. It teaches you to honor those in positions of authority, such as parents, elders, and leaders, and to submit to God's authority in all aspects of life. By recognizing God's sovereignty and seeking His guidance, you can navigate life challenges with wisdom and confidence. Ultimately, the fear of the Lord is presented as the beginning of the wisdom in Proverbs. The fear is not about trembling in terror, but rather about awe, reverence, and obedience to God's commands. It involves acknowledging God's wisdom and authority, trusting in His providence, and aligning your lives with His purposes. The teachings of the Proverbs by Solomon offers a comprehensive guide for living a life of wisdom, integrity, and reverence. By embracing these timeless principles and applying them to your daily lives, you can cultivate meaningful relationships, make sound decisions, and experience the abundant life that comes from walking in wisdom. I'm sure you got value from this episode about my learnings from the Proverbs of Solomon. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast, and don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.